issue is a well-known issue, the issue of Tesvav and Yudalim. We don't really have any of this, this phenomena is non-existent. All the Rishonim are concerned, as we'll see in a moment, the Ran, the very beginning, this is found on page number 4, you can see the Ran expresses the question pretty directly in the middle. Yeshkan, the question, Ma ro atyas takdolo lachlok mitzvazo liyamim chalukim. Bekwa yom yuchab b'prozim, yom yuchab b'krochim, mashenkim b'sham mitzvot, shari ha-Torah amra, Torah achat u'mishpadecha. A pretty clear pasuk. So he then has his own theory, but I'm going to discuss another theory, that of the Ramban, which is really nothing short of remarkable. For those of us, all of us are relatively literate, we're familiar with the Megillah, and he has his own reading, historical reading of the Megillah, of what happened exactly over there. We'll see about it momentarily. The only other phenomenon that we have of a similar nature, maybe it's not the same, is Yom Tov Sheni, the custom of Yom Tov Sheni Shergoliyot. So that's the people in Kutzlaret, and that is something which is we limited to that to people in Kutzlaret. Okay, there are all kinds of issues of someone done Kutzlaret and hurt as well. What happens in those circumstances? But I saw that what
was that?
The last stop in Brachas Hamatzal.
Yeah, Kanino
went to Asia. The Kaddish Chadoshim, we're talking about the Abba Shom and the Kutzlaret. Yeah, the Kaddish Chadoshim. And Ibn Rashan and Chutzar, to say that, okay, that's also another discussion. So I want to primarily focus on the Ramban.
And then he didn't have Yom Tov Sheni.
I want to focus on the Ramban, which is found on page number 6. So the Ramban is a very well-known and really, I would say, it's more historical than anything else, the way he reads the Pesukim of the Megillah. He, in the first paragraph, he might underline everything, as you see, but the question is the same question that the Ran asked just a moment ago, and I want to read from the second paragraph where it says, "Ushayanti b'ksuvim." I looked at the Pesukim, and this again will show you the Ramban was not just a great Talmud scholar, Kayadua, but it was also a Parshan Muflan. The way he read Pesukim and the way he interprets Pesukim, "Ushayanti b'ksuvim v'sashi liho inyan yoteh," and he makes the following suggestion: "V'fi shudava boru shebizmano shonez zeh kvar nivtu du Yisrael." They already were there. They settled. He gave us the his imprimatur to come back, and that's what we did. The Avli Shomar Homan, Per Gimel, Yeshno Amech and Mefuza Mefora Ben Amin, Yikomakom Adjeh Sagdola, Imrov Yisrael, Barat Sayyid. Veshuv Lo'olamahim Elamuatim in Ezra. You know what happened in Ezra? The numbers, which were, of course, pitiful and small in nature, those guys who came back to Israel. He quotes the Girsa, the Ran. The Ran quotes the Ramban as well, and the Ran of Megillah, and he just, edited edition of the Ramban, he quotes the Ran. So basically, who was in a state of Sakona? Obviously, those cities that were exposed, that were not fortified, they have walls around them, namely, Shaloyalo Le Boivin. Those that were Mukaf Mukoma were not in any danger. They were surrounded behind walls. They told me, South Africa, that's how they live. They live behind walls, impregnable walls. Okay, so now you hear the wow, a whole list. And that's how they're protected. If you're in Shama, by the Sefer Ezra, they call Tukim. I'm not going to be able to Tukim now. And so, essentially, the Ramban lays down the position that Klal Yisrael were already in Eretz Yisrael. And now beyond that, those that were found themselves to be in a state of siege were those that obviously were exposed, as opposed to the Mekav Mekoma, that were naturally protected by walls. And now, he's going to go on to discuss exactly what happened. So that was the Ness occurred. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a long piece over here. When the Ness occurred, the Ramban says that after Ahasuerus issued the Tuhamam, the writ, Lashmet Aragul Abe, so we have those in the Sabi Sakara, namely the Prozim, and when the Ness occurred, they all made a Yom Mishnah B'Simcha, Shusha made even the day after, and that was only B'Shnat HaNes. Now, just read a bit, the paragraph begins, let's say, Yim Kol Zeh, you see the paragraph, right after this paragraph that I just read, Hoyu B'Yisrael, Nityarim, Linhog Zeh V'Fa'eser, Achechoz Mordechai, V'Shalach Lehem, חוסן המלכה שצריך לעשות כאב ושוב על ידיעו שאומרים מצלת מלכה לא עושים זהו שכוסן ותכתוב עשר המלכה זה תודיענו מגילות ומולכה ידיעו את כל תוכל וכאב זה גרד אחור עם הסלות השני ועושים זה שואלים וזהו תם החילוק את הכל לפרוזן מוקופן ואני אמינו זה אומר דפי פרוזן מוקופן נכסיב גם מגילה הני מיגלו הני נכסיב עודים לי הני מיגני הני לא מיגני means these were protected, these were not protected, these were exposed, these are not exposed אלמה תם ותקן בשם הסולהו This Mukafen Hatzala, the Mignu, the Chomatan, the Mukafen automatically are naturally protected because they have this wall, the Nilchamim, or the Mitzu, Midra Yoivin, they're somehow not exposed, the enemies can get to them. Akshi Biranu Haksuvin, the Tamat Hakona, Shechuk Lanes Hashayon. And then he goes on, this is a long piece over here, but I'm not going to read that either, because he deals with another issue. But then finally, on the next side of the page, so I'll start where it says here, on the upper left hand corner. Upper left hand corner, take a look at the top line. Because he goes into Kedusha Rishonah, Kedusha Shniyah, it's not really so critical. Ukshanasa Anes, Osu Kulam Yom Noach Mishne Vesimcha, Kidixiv. Ushar Yehudim Hashem Binyot Tamelach, Nikalu Yoman Al Hashem, Yom Shoshosa, Binoach Vyabosa, Yososa Yom Mishne Vesimcha, Vishalshu Shosu Gamkin Machat Hanes Shalayim, Zoya Vishnat Hanes Dovah. That's what happened after in that year the next occurred. Ulacha Mikam Shanim Abot, Omdu Prozim, Minogam Yatsu, Vasa, Yom Abasa, Simcha Mishnah Yomta. The Prozim continued, they maintained that Yomta that they had declared. Abba Mukotan lost the Kum. They decided, after the first year, there's no need to maintain that position. Bishoya Nes, Dolom and Prozim. They didn't really experience any kind of Nes, they were protected. They're in their impregnable fortresses. If you show and that's God of the Prozim, why are they massacred? You have to appreciate. Zero Shekasa, okay, now you do my Prozim, I show you our Prozim. עושים מסיום הבוס על החודש שעדור עושים חמישתה ולא הוסקו כאן מוקפן כלל see that דיוק when the person says there היהודים הפוזים that's an important puzzle we'll see a bit later that they make יום הבוס על החודש שעדור so it doesn't mention anything about מוקף
not just a couple psukim later
that's what we'll see in one more second אז ולאח הזמן שהיר הקודש בו גוי נהן then they were illumined ומוצו סמך מן התורה Omar Mordechai Bezino Barol Devem Shal Prozim Shero Hanes Shero Yihanes Azeh Lassel Lozeche Ledorov Vekobo So Al Kol Yisrael Shekul Al Yibesavim That the Mukafim should not think that they will not be Savim Sakona They're also the Savim Sakona Veroi Lahaktim Prozim Mukafim Nishar Yad Nisim Gobo Obviously they should come first because their nest was greater They are exposed V'shem Yitzchilu B'mitzvah Tchilu Vassalem Bavad Miyomta V'tizim Zod Kobo Yomda Shal Prozim B'yomam And then he goes on.
Why
would
you have
any
Yom
Yom Yom Shoshan?
Okay,
excellent. Good. Very good. That's the Kasha again. That's also we'll get to hopefully, eventually. I don't know if we'll get to tonight, but that's a good hera. But look what he writes. He has one more deal. V'zeru shekosu yitlam morachai tazvar me'ayuhem v'yishach svarim el kol al yehudim asher b'chol midzim ha'rach asher shakrovim v'arachokim v'kayim alayhem יאלד סיר מסיר מאבאס יאל חמישה עשר כלומר שלח להם שיקבו כולם ועשו זכו לנס and apparently it was not unanimous it was not something that was universally acclaimed or accepted namely the Mukafin and now he decided he has to formalize it and everyone should accept it ולא יאמרו הרחוקים משהו שמר את ישראל לא היו עמה בסיעת הבאים עלינו וקיבו ישראל להם הדבר זהו שקוסר look at this deal וקיבל היהודים he divides this passage into two וקיבל היהודים את אשר החילו לעשות What's the nature of this duality in the pasuk? That Rama Goma Shekibu Mashachelu Aprozim Lasa Me'asman. They were the ones who began. They initiated this entire event. Umashekasim Mordechai Shetzivu Lekulam Lasa. The second part of the pasuk is where Mordechai formalizes it for all Kol Yisrael. Gives it. Wow, what an unbelievable deal. The Nasa Natan Ki Ham Nam Dasa Tzorer Kol Yehudim. Because our Rambam is talking. The way the Yeshiva that we took it with a fine tooth comb. Probably the Baba. Hosted become Milat Kol. Rabban is just expatiating. This, by the way, very, very uncharacteristic of the Ramban in general. Both this is the Chiddush Ramban al Hashas. Where he's Mekatzer HaKatzran Shebe Mekatzri. Vayom al Kotzim Hashem Yimochet. That's what Ramban is all about. Both in Perish al Hatzor and also in the Chiddush Ramban al Hashas. And here suddenly he is expatiating beyond belief. And look at the Yugim he's making the Tukim.
It's not a cut down the
Torah. Well then?
It's not a cut down the Torah.
No, I don't mean Chatashom. The Kasa in general, Ramban wrote very tersely. This is very uncharacteristic of the Ramban.
He makes up for it in the Mohammed still.
Okay, so this is uncharacteristic of the Ramban, and this incredible elaboration. Ramban is not known for his elaborate spelling out of every single prat and prat, all the minutiae, especially telling you a deek of the posse that I told you is Matin for your yeshiva. Milat kol shaya nes l'kul mafil l'mukafim. And then, okay, then he goes on. And I mean, the Gemara, of course, we'll discuss this. Mid the person be a dollar in the covenant as well. Shalom huska, and then the person, Sheskinabo. The Makshira, the Gemara, the Kashi, the Ema, the covenant, cloud low. This is what I'm going to talk about. This has with the Ramban, obviously, explains the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara, that Bezin of Ben, which is found right over here, the beginning of Megillah. Look on page number 2. The Gemara here has a deal. Which is, again, a remarkable deal. The Gemara discusses what's the makar for krochen and mukafin kolma reading at Tesla. The Gemara calls the pasuk akin ayim aprozim. The Gemara says the pasuk be abasim mukafin chamishasa. Correct, because it only mentions the pasuk. Rabban referred to that. Yes, the Gemara the aim of pasuk be abasim mukafin kol kol lo. What a pelodik a havamina. What kind of a havamina is that? That only the pasuk should be included in the nest of the Megillah and not the mukafin. Okay. And the Gemara actually has to quote a pasuk in order to understand. And the Gemara says, the Gemara has two questions. Number one, the lav yisrael, you know what? They're not part of klal yisrael. The only hoda akushin. And the Gemara actually quotes a pasuk, and but essentially the pasuk the Gemara quotes is alkin ayinim aprozin hayoshim bari aprozos osim yom abasar mid the prozin be abasar mukav lechamishasa. But the Gemara is a havamina. That the Toshave Arima Mukafo, that part of the garment, yes, I'm yellow. Where did that come from? Mind boggling Habamir. The answer is according to the Ramban, we understand it very well. That the Ramban is suggesting that initially, and then going back to page 6, that initially the Prozim, they're the ones who felt that they were in danger. The Mukafim didn't feel they were in any danger. And there was no need to go ahead and be Mishtateh in this. And the Haraya, the Ramban goes further. And the Ramban says over here that. After the Shas HaNes itself, what happened? What happened was that the president agreed and they decided this has to be something that should be sustained. As far as the Mukafim, there was no need for them to be involved at all. Till Mordechai came along, and the way the Ramban writes that Heir, the language that he used earlier, that Heir after he spoke with a name, Matsu Smachman HaTorah, and Mordechai decided to formalize it, and that's the deal he makes. The Kibel HaYehudim Es Asher Achelu Lassos, who began the president, Ves Asher Kosem, Mordechai Aleim, to include the Mukafim as well. What a shot in a pasuk, and what an unbelievable diukim that Rambam makes over here. And basically, only after a period of time of a number of years, then Tesvav became established, that the Mukafim now also, they're formalized. But essentially, it was the way the Nes emerged, or the way the, shall we say, the Yavdiv emerged, clearly there's a distinction to be drawn between Mukafim and between Prozim. Now, I will, again.
How could a Prozim have to do a death for you?
Okay, that Gemara discusses in general how the Yom Tov Purim was, again, there was a whole diyun, whether the Yom Tov Purim should be established. There are two diyun the Gemara has over here. One diyun is whether the cloud, the Yom Tov Purim should be a Yom Tov, tell about places. That's the Gemara and that's...
At
the end of the day,
okay, that was correct. But beforehand, they went ahead and accepted upon themselves without any pictures.
To formalize as the Yom Tov of Klal Yisrael, they still don't have the right to do that. Well, let's say the Maran al Shaka, the Maran al Shaka. Yeah, but that is a community that experiences the Nes. Has that's what the Shimon is saying, that they have an obligation, a fear perhaps even, to establish that day as a day of Sherech Hodah. That's the Magavram, called the Ma'am HaShaka. This is the whole discussion with Yom HaSmaud and the like, that's really part of that discussion. But you can't do it for call yourself, but certainly the community has the right to do so. Prozim have the right to go ahead, that's even a fear, to go ahead and express Sherech Hodah Hashem over the Nes that they experience. Now the question is, can it be formalized to all of Klal Yisrael? And that's the Gemara even, for example, on Daf Zayin here in Megillah, where the Gemara discusses, the Gemara says, B'tchila k'ua b'shushan. Well, the B'sov means in the course of time, B'chol ha'olam kula. And then that's when the Gemara discusses, Shachal ha'esel ha'chamim, k'lo'un yiladara. She wanted Yom Tov Purim to be established as a fixed. Tani Yom Tov Shachal ha'kinah ha'maret ha'leinu ben ha'ulot. after whatever, what's that response? Okay, it needs attention. And then Shalchalem Kraksuba and Yabdivadam Machin Adai Farah. It's already chronicled. It's already written down. But you see that in the Gemara, and then the Gemara that Abdidal is, discusses the issue.
Isn't that the more the opposite of what the Ramban is saying? Because if they establish it at the outset in Shushan, isn't that?
Oh, so that's one of my kashas. I don't know. This Ramban to me is very, very Mechudosh.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he reads the Sukkot is also Mechudosh. I'm not, again, I don't have a offer on the Tachat Kapod Raglo. I don't fully see in the Sukkot either, they're very nice Yukin. I'm not saying they're not Yukin. I'm not sure that it is 1,000% Mukhach that this was the Seder Azorim. And the Rabban also has his history is that a number of years later, the Mukhachim family waited. The Mordechai had to formalize it. They had to formalize it, and he was died from the Pasuk, Adiyah, which I'm not sure that basis is sufficient. Again, it's the Ramban. I'm not Chatzishol, I'm not here to Lachok al Ramban.
Why did Mukhachim not feel the threat? I don't understand.
Because
the decree was for everybody who heard God's good.
That's exactly what the Gemara is. The Gemara says, "Love yourself, you know." Ubi yom mehodav akushtin. La'ash me'la'ar goes. Abi eskol yudim in abi advokin. Nothing. The deal with the Ramban is also we say in the siddur. So rare kol al yudim.
Yeah.
Call. The word call. That's what Ramban
said. That was nonsense. Why they were supposed to join?
Say that. But
so why did they not feel the threat at the beginning?
And Shushan was not a Jewish city. You know? I mean, there were a lot of people in the city.
It wasn't that big of a threat to make it continuous.
To be mamshich, right? That first year,
was
still masking.
It was the same as of the threat because they were war. So
you know what Rav Salvetti said? He said, "Over." I think he said it from Chaim Moser. There were Jews, let's say, before the Nazis invaded Germany, and there were Jews, let's say, in Europe, elsewhere in Europe, who suddenly felt the threat, a Nazi threat, and there were Jews who were in different parts of the world who felt completely safe. They were not at all affected the chalal by what's happening over there. And they weren't impacted. And Chaim Moser wanted to show them that we're all one. We're all in the same boat. And we have no right to go ahead. Iman, look at the Torah. It's certainly a very important concept. I mentioned last night, I quoted from, this is not typical for me, but there's a statement called Orcha Tzadikim. It's a Musa statement. I only learn Musa for Lombus. So if there's Lombus in them, then I connect with them. That's not my area at all. But I happen to have learned this sefer Orcha Tzadikim once because I had to teach it in my yeshiva. A group of people wanted to learn that sefer, so I ended up learning the sefer. Okay, so Tezmer Sefer Orcha Tzadikim. Anyway, but he brings in the Shari Simcha of all places that there's a thinking that sometimes people have. I'm installed for myself. What have to be installed for? Call yourself, let's say, Rahman Litzan. People are now in New Rochelle are having a very fashionable lawyer. Who have tested positive for the coronavirus is not in who's in critical condition.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they told me on Friday from the show.
It's his son who's the NYU. That's his.
I have a Talmud from my yeshiva who's in quarantine now because he was in contact with him, with this lawyer who works as an intern in his office. Mm-hmm. And he's also there. 17 other people might be also possibly potentially infected. So I shouldn't be misfollowed for him, for all colleagues. So that's why I said this to you. I'm not sure. Last night, even though it was composed by Abitzak Yosef, who's a wonderful fellow, he's not, again, my bailiwick, but we should, it's actually right in Shari Simcha. We should not think that the Orcha Tzadikim are talking about this Musa Sefer. So I think that's an important, and this idea that Jews in Germany are not to be, are not affected, what's happening to Jews in Poland. Zalo Kahan, Zalo Amasal, and that's why everyone should feel a sense of Imo Nochi Betzara. The one who's thinking about this, I'm going about the instinct of self. I'll tell you, this is already done it, or in the 60s I'm talking about. I went with Abaron the instinct of self. We had a signed contract that we're going to come to the Shia at 10 o'clock at night. We went to march on behalf of Biafra. You probably don't even know who was Biafra. Biafra was a country that was gaining its freedom. What years were these? The late 60s. And so we didn't have a clue who Biafra was, to be very honest with you. There was blood being shed left and right. I thought you also need to point out when these countries received their freedom, there was unbelievable bloodshed. Unlike what happened in Mitzrayim. We have a nation that was subjected to bondage, and then we came out, there's no bloodshed, and absolutely no shvichu dam nechlal. Then it was impossible. All these, in the Congo, I don't remember now, all the colonies that received their freedom. And so we went to march on their behalf. And who marched with us?
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King and
Abraham
Joshua Heschel. Professor Avram Joshua Heschel. I never met them except that in that march. We were marching with them. So we didn't really have a clue why we were marching, except he explained to us, he must have said three or four shurim to us, that we have to feel the, we have to be sympathetic to all humanity, to all human beings, that's all the kidneys. And then he quoted Rabban Soloveitchik on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Chavim Vodim Shnei Vodim Tzalem, and on and on and on. I don't know, you probably heard some of this too, I imagine, in your days, a bit earlier, that's all. But we went marching, and because of that, he was Mavato Mashiach. He wasn't Mavato Mashiach. Chas V'Sholom, he wouldn't be Mavato any Shia. Mishum Pana Vayfen. And we signed a contract that will appear at night time at 10 o'clock. And the Shia 10 went longer than it went in the course of normal day. Normal day went for 2 hours, to a half hour. This year went to 1:30, quarter to 2 in the morning. And he just went on. It was Rav Shem and Shia. That was pretty late at night.
It went to Shia.
What? It went to Shia. Not even oh, I got it. Okay. So, and that's what I think this thinking, which the Prozim, which the Mukovim had, is absolutely unconscionable. And it's also a message of the Ramban. If you don't mind, since I call the Chassadik, I'll take a Muslim message out of the Ramban. Okay. The reading of the Tzukim, I don't think it's Mukov. That's all I'm saying. I don't see how you can, but that's how the Ramban starts when he's a Tzukim, and he's entitled Ramban to read Tzukim is better. As good as anybody else. There's a Yerushalmi on page number 8. In general, you should know that the Yerushalmi, I don't know, if people often, in academic circles, this is a subject of a lot of discussion. How well does Yerushalmi know Yerushalmi? The Rabban can say that, of course, Yerushalmi. Can say that all the time. They seem to be quite familiar with Yerushalmi as well. And so here, there's a famous Yerushalmi that deals with a number of very significant issues. And here on page number 8, let's see, if you look towards the bottom of the page, the Yerushalmi quotes I don't know if I put a check in yours, maybe I didn't, but I underlined it. There are three segments here, the Yerushalmi says, in the third segment of the page, in the fourth wide line, the Yerushalmi discusses about the following case. Let's say a person is not in any, he's not in Purim, neither in Ari Mukafo nor in Ari Aprozi. So if someone is not in either situation, so you know it says the Mishnah Daf Yutes and the Gila, pretty clear Mishnah. You read the way of the theme in Har Mukafo Rishon, where you live, your address, where your custom village. But Yerushalmi Paskins know that when you read Dafka B'Yudalid, which is the Zman Kriyas HaMegillah, it's like the Moed Kloli of Kriyas HaMegillah, like the general period of time. You see, I read the Losh of Yerushalmi. Yahi, the Amr of Telber, of Huna, the Shev of Kriya Rabba. You see, I'm reading. Hakol Yotzim Biabasa. She was Mantriyasa. What a statement. That reminds me, by the way, this statement reminds me of the Yerushalmi, another Yerushalmi. Let's say a person does not read Yadav Yibes, Yigim Yadav Tezvav. I told someone just now, this young man who's in quarantine, from my Talmidim, so he asked me, what should I do? I mean, he has plenty of Rabbanim to speak to over there, Baruch Hashem. But I told him, according to Yerushalmi.
He's there or he's here?
He's there. You're getting nervous.
No, I just wondered.
Yerushalmi holds v'achedish hashem nebach lem yagam v'simcha. You can read the entire month. Of course, it's not the chatila, but you read the entire month and be the end. You can be yotzei, so he'll be out of the quarantine b'ezras Hashem after Purim, and he'll be able to read the entire month, read the Megillah. But here the Yerushalmi is saying that the ikas man kriya is dafka yadav. But then Yerushalmi quotes another opinion, which is incredibly striking, a dea choleket, name of Rav Mana over here. That Rav Mana disagree with this position that I just read, and he holds the position. Look at the last three lines of this segment. You see, it says Amr Amana, the Asim Vaksim and Koma. Dafka means those who travel have to read the Feminine and Koma because with their premises that they have in mind to return to that same place. Asim Vaksim and Koma. By the way, it comes to me, it'll come out something very, very wild. Someone who's that has no home, I don't know, I call him homeless, but someone who doesn't really have a Mokum Kavua, I shouldn't be Mokum Kriya Samigil at all. You know, there's a lot of talk here and there to sell, the professor, Shaiul Nibowitz. So they say, I don't know if this is true or not, they say he tried to avoid Purim. He went, the Yud Dalet, he went to the place of Tezvav, and at Tezvav he went to the Yud Dalet place. I don't know if it's true or not, again, but I'm just, that probably is something which is clearly not appropriate. I want you to go and try to avoid Purim. But the Yerushalmi is based on another statement, which I actually wrote down on this page here. Look in the left-hand column in the middle. I didn't Xerox it. But Yerushalmi says, in Perek Aleph, the first halacha, HaKol Yotzim Barbasa, Shuzman Kriyasa. We saw it here, but it's explicitly mentioned in Yerushalmi as well this idea. I mean, we don't pass halacha in this Yerushalmi. We assume that Mukafin have to read on Tezvav. That's a double portion. Pros read on Yedalim, and Mukafin read on Tezvav. And yet, again, I'm just indicating that what do you see lichora from all of this? It seems to be, the Ramban said historically, but from the Yerushalmi it's mashma, the Iker day of Purim is Yom Yedalim. And Tezvav seems to be almost of a secondary nature. That's what the Ramban also, what emerges from the Ramban, even though he says it from a historical perspective, the way he read the Psukim. But it seems that from Yerushalmi that there is some basis for such a position. Now, there's also, this is another issue that's also discussed in the Yerushalmi, and this is a famous issue also, which is discussed actually here in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Namely, let's say someone from Beit Shemesh who reads on Yud Dalet, so can I be Motzi, someone who's Mukaf, on Yerushalmi, let's say, Mikriyas HaMegillah Yom Tetzvav. So, of course, you say, of course not. What's the Havamina? And Yerushalmi gives us this also, take a look here on the same page, on page number 8, also in the third segment, that Yerushalmi talks about, let's start from the top, you'll see it even a bit better. On page 8, towards the top, the question Yerushalmi asks is, on page number 8, of this handout. It's the same Mishnah as you have in the Megillah and Adach Yitzes, which is also found in these. It comes on page 11. Take a look at this 11. 1 second, I will read you Yerushalmi. On 11, it says, Ben Ir Shalach Yitzrach, Ben Krach Shalach Yir. Yimbasa Vasa Nimkomo, Kari Tumkomo, Yimbab Kari Moyen. I think it's pretty self-evident. And the Gemara qualifies it, Amar Rav, Lo Shono, Shasa Vasa Belil Yudalit. So the question is, at what point must he be in the city in order to qualify as a member of that city? And the answer is, Lel Yudalit, or by the morning, if you will, if Rashi learns, is the criteria to be kovea. Abel ein osa vachsa b'leil abasa, kari moen. He's not going to come back that night, he's going to be in that city. As the Gemara says, pros ben yomo, nikwa pros. Muka ben yomo, nikwa muka. That's how you establish residence. And, but now in the Yerushalmi, again on page 8, so the Yerushalmi discusses this question, that ben ir ma'u sheyotzi ben krach yidei chavasa. What's that? Let me just find the exact Russian. It should be here. Here it is, on the bottom, I'm sorry. The last segment.
The middle one.
The middle one, attorney?
The last line in the middle one.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Ben Yir Ma'u Sheyotzi. Thank you. That's what it is. Ben Yir Ma'u Sheyotzi Ben Krach Yidei Chavasa. Can he be Motzi or Ben Krach? So it quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Shein Echai B'Dovah, and the Motzi Yisrael, Yidei Chavasa. What about the other way around? Ben Krach, Ma'u Sheyotzi, Ben Yir Yidei Chavasa. Yivak Ado, Kol Shein Echai B'Dovah, and the Motzi Yisrael, Yidei Chavasa. Oh, the Yerushalmi suggests Yivak Tihi the Amar Chelbo Rabbul Mishael Tia Rabba Hakol Yotzin Barbasa Shuzman Kriyasa. Wow.
How do we hope?
We don't pass them like this.
Whenever I asked this question, I remember the answer. My son came in from Yerushalayim. I read for my wife.
Well, he read. He's a Tesvav.
He's a Ben Tesvav.
And who read on Yudalim?
I read for. And I remember. I don't know if I asked you. I asked someone. Maybe I made a mistake.
Well,
what's what are they? What did Moshe say? No, he was in and out. He just came to visit, and sometimes.
No, but he wasn't there.
No, he was a Ben Krach Lagamri.
Maybe the evening he had the potential to stay, so maybe it would be.
No, did I get the wrong answer? Maybe.
I
was about to point
out. Not Machuyah Bosayom.
No, not Machuyah Bosayom. Certainly not.
Certainly cannot be Mosachem. Definitely not. The only question is whether. I mean, the fact that, but here's the issue, what Rabbi Razmi is saying, based on this Yerushalmi, since Yom Yudalah is the Yom
I thought that's where you were going.
That's what he said.
I didn't.
Is that the Yom Yikarishal Purim, so perhaps that's possible. Now the Ben Tezvav.
No, I asked the Lahalacha, because now I think that we're making a mistake.
Even though we don't pass it in the fact that we use it Lahalacha in some vein, in the Rambam on page 14, I remember when the subject, in terms of the Baruch by a suffix, the Baruch of Kriyas of Yudalah Bavad, well, then he is my Kriyas of Ozan.
I think he has to finish
based
yeah.
upon this.
Yeah.
Yerushalmi says that therefore the
bracha
on Yudalit is enough. You don't have to make the bracha.
Okay. So the Vilna
Gaon,
since I'll get that one.
Ah, that's what.
The Gaon in you can actually see this on page number 9. I'm skipping a few steps, but okay, since you. I'm just saying if you accept this Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph. So again, if he himself could be also his city, Yom Yudalit, so then he can be also a chayim defover. That's what Rabbi Razbi, that's what he was referring to. So he says, if that's well, then this and you show me. The question is, what does the Babi hold? What does the Babi hold regarding this question? The Bavli does not discuss this halacha. And the Gemara does say on page number one, I'll get to the Gemara in 1 second. Look at page number one again. It's also famous Gemara in the Gila. The Gemara says over there, Zmano Shalzeh, lo Zmano Shalzeh.
That's a pretty clear statement.
That's the difference between Gedal and Zvon.
The Gemara addresses it.
Doesn't address it directly. I don't think you can say, Yaakov, that addresses it directly. That you're saying is Dachad Yerushalmi. I'm not sure. I only know that...
Otherwise, Manosher would be the default. Your Dalit would be
okay. I mean, there's a text in Yavama, so I didn't zero that text because I didn't want to go into that whole story of the Dalit. Even though I could have, but I know I could only cover X amount of ground here. I have to leave at a certain point in time. I can't tell you the whole night, even though I want to. But the text in Yavama is not Yudalit. The text is there that he calls this Yerushalmi, that prose cannot be mostly in Mukha B'yom Tetzvah. Ben Yudal, I mean, let's say I'm in Yerushalayim at Tetzvav, I go to Yerushalayim at Tetzvav sometimes, and I can't be mostly them, their chiyuv. Right. But the whole deal that's discussed in this Yerushalmi, can a mukaf be mostly a prose, Ben Yudal, is not discussed by Tetzvav of Amazaya. It's not discussed here. So the Gaon, that's what I want to show you just now, the Gaon on page number 9, the Viagro, I saw that the Gaon actually passes the Halacha. Now this print is just a little bit... microscopic in nature, the bottom three lines. But you can trust me, the Gaon says that a mukaf can be read for a prose, the Yudalid, and the Motzir Yechovah.
Oh.
Exactly what Rabbi said.
So someone did give me that answer.
Yes, that's what I told you, I assume, based on Yushalman. Okay, I just mentioned that since you are pressing me regarding this matter. Now, in the Bavli, on the page 11.
The Yesh Lismuch, in other words.
Yeah, some people, by the way, I have members of my family, so they come here on, the Purim is on Monday night. So they come on Monday night, they hear on Yudalim, they hear in the morning on Yudalim, and then the Yerushalmi, then they go back to Yerushalayim, and they hear...
They come Monday night, or they come before
they Purim? Come before Purim.
Before Purim.
They hear before Purim.
So they're already...
Okay, what the criteria is need to be...
Exactly.
Also, they celebrate both days of Purim. Okay, so that comes out. They're pros and Yom HaKor pros, and Mukav and Yom HaKor Mukav, and that's what they do. We have a number of them who do this. What was that?
Chazanish.
No
Baltasim.
Some people have other, this is not the name of my family, but I have Talmidim who feel there's such a fear, the most important fear in halacha, Chayav Ad Lipsume. That's the most important fear in halacha.
If you've been yodeling and Ben Yudalit, you came in on
yes, that's what they do.
Then are you still Chayav on Tetzvah?
Chayav, it says Chayav.
If you've been yodeling.
I follow the Rabbah. Yishte yotem lechnei limudo, which is about this amount that I drink, a milliliter, and I go to sleep, and that's ad lo yoda, v'haisa digma. Rabbi Salvation quoted, he used to call the Vilna Gaon. I don't know if he said it jokingly, not jokingly, I have it in my notes, that he said that the Vilna Gaon drank from morning all the way till Shkia, continuous drinking, I don't know if that's a mitzvah, and then he said at Shkia, he simply put the bottle down and picked up the Gemara's Lachim and went on like nothing happened. So, that's why he's the Baal Mefer to the good. Okay, but
it wasn't as a layer.
Rav Aaron passed him like the Navy.
No,
he said the halacha is like the Navy. That's what
he
had. Or you should be knowing like the Navy.
To be halacha quotes the Navy, very famous.
Right.
The halacha. Lo lahafchit et atzmeinu b'shtia. Because he asked the question, all the Rishonim asked this question. How is it possible that suddenly the Chazal permit us and articulate an idea which is something so inimical to Judaism, this idea of drinking? All of Shas, the Gemara speaks about Hashichut is such a terrible, terrible thing. And all of a sudden, you're correct. Okay, my hope is to be showing you whether he actually killed him or didn't kill him.
But they were drunk.
Clearly they were drunk. How do we justify such behavior? It's absolutely unjustifiable.
So
they write clearly. By the way, I have a written tshuva, Rabbi Razvin Shlita, from Avraham Soloveitchik. He wrote it for me in the 60s. Maybe you have a copy of it. That some people feel the mitzvah starts the night before.
Mark
Gemara says,
never
saw Purim, Shasabalai, Loyasa, Chavasa. And Avraham writes in that letter, believe me, I'll try to uncover it for you. And he writes in that letter, that's a violation of the Kedoshim Tiyu and all kinds of other Iksurim that he, you know, already will risk his life. I have a litany of Iksurim. Okay, I'm back on that.
If you're being Yerzit, Gila, on Yudalit, yeah, are you still on Purim?
I'll discuss that. If I'll get to it tonight, I would like to get to that issue. That's the issue I'm very interested in. All this is still a preamble, but I mean, the main issue, that is a very important issue. There's even another question whether it's, that I want to discuss also. Those who are Makkav, Yom HaKnisa, do they read at nighttime? What do they do at nighttime? The people, the Kvar Mamakim, Yom HaKnisa, what a tumult of Mishonim about this. Really, it's an amazing issue. But back on Gitef for a second again. This is, as I said, Ben Yir, the Mishnah. Ben Yir, Shalach, and Krach, we read it, correct? So basically, the Gemara says that what's the Koveya? Where am I beyond Yudal? That's the Koveya. Rashi actually here has a long Avichas over here. I read the beginning of Rashi, and Gitef, Lo Shonu, says Rashi, the Ben Krach, Shalach, and Yir. You see that? I'm sorry, page number 11, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm reading the Rashi. Lo shanu the ben krach shalach liir lo asa laksa lukom lukoy lachem isha asa lo ba'avosa el shu asa laksa b'leh avosa im kodim amur ha-shachad yotzim la'ir hu diktoni shein tzach ligol t'imam b'leh nidal hafi shalena sham ho v'yom lo yiyah sham ein zah filo pros bin yom abo ein asa laksa misham avai lo he's going to be there dash nabi pros also yom abo yish asa laksa l'mochar he's already called the pros bin yom v'koy imam ben leh yudal ben yudal hu adil ben yish shalach l'krach means it depends where you are. And that's what Rashi says at that moment in time. Okay, so this halacha that I mentioned over here is, again, a person, let's say a Bet Shemesh person, finds himself in Biyom Tesvav, Biyom Mukefes Cholma. So then, of course, as I said, he has to read the Megillah on that day. He's the Koveya, Ziyom Yudal. That seems to be the Koveya. So the Rashi says here, on Zav Yitzes and Adal. It's interesting that the Rosh, there's also a writer I saw in the Hasadis of the Rif, but I just Xeroxed the Rosh. And let me just see if I can find it now. The Rosh is on page number 12, next page, yeah. In the upper right-hand corner, in the middle of the Rosh, where it says, V'yesh li'ashe. I don't know if you can see that. It's also slightly small print, but this is larger than the Gros, so it's better. Anyway, V'yesh li'ashe, you see that? In the middle there. It's about 10 lines into the Rosh. I can read the whole thing, but it's just a repetition of just
what I'm in the middle.
In the middle, V'yesh li'ashe. V'chein buch rabbi yushalm, V'yesh li'ashe, divi rabba. Akulam asisim, you see that?
No, that's...
commotion Moil, the Ben Krach, Leo to Ben Yer. I'm just testing your eyesight. Commotion Moil, the Ben Krach, Leo to Ben Yer. Shama Shom Leo Abasa Mitzayom, Shuzman Kriyas Shabni Ayer, the Chola of Chovas Kriya. Moking Moil, the Ben Yer, Shalach Li Krach. Yudal goes to Yerushalayim. The Omat Shom and Mitzas Yom Yudal. Kavin Shibizman, Chiyu Kriyas Bene Mekomo, Eno Yimayim. Nistaleg me'olav chovat kriyat anshim mekomo. That the chiyav of anshim mekomo is negated. V'nichlal in b'nei ha'krach v'nishchai b'zman kriyosim v'karim v'en buka v'yomo kevim shuvi krach v'zman kriyat b'nei ira. If you become part of the city and nistaleg me'olav chovat kriyat anshim mekomo v'karim v'yodal v'karim v'en buka v'yomo v'yachim v'yachim ira. So he's going to read, he says, Yikra b'yom tesvav. Now, the reason why I say all this is because as you can see here that the Ramban. This is where we have this is also a very important issue, but I thought I'll just mention it, that let's start with the Rif. On top of page 12, we'll look at that, that's a good idea. On top of page 12, the Rif comes along, and he adds something which is seems to throw a monkey wrench over here. Look at the way he quotes the Gemara. You see on top of page 12, upper left-hand corner, next to the Rosh. Then here, Shalach HaKach, I'm reading the Gemara. Amar Rav, lo shono, sh'asa v'atze, b'lele yudalat, v'in nitakev, b'lo chazak. Means if a probe, the Yudal person, visits Ir Mukefet Choma and plans on going home before morning, Yom Yudal, however, something happened, and he was Nitakei Bal Kocho. Somehow he was prevented from going home. So now what's the din? He's still considered to be a probe as far as Man Kriyas HaMegillah. Even though physically, where is he? He's in a city. He's basically Shoeh B'Ir Mukefet Yom Yudal. But he said this mana kriya, says the Rif, is not determined by where he is physically, but rather, what was his kavana? Pilei ployim. Where did he come up with such an idea? So right away, the Balamor, look at the Balamor, which is also in a slightly small print. You see the Balamor of the Marakotin? He quotes this Rif. And the second line below is, Barulon Dvara Bezeh, Mai Osid, Umay Nitake, Im Chazar Chazar, Yilo Chazar, Lo Chazar. It's the Balamor, very well. What in heaven's name is this all about? Why should the Kavana be a factor? Why should I have a Koveya? The main factor is, where am I?
No, because...
So he's docher the whole Kiddush of the Rif. He takes the simple shot that my physical locus, geographic locus, that's Kovet. I'm not getting something else. That's Poshim shot. The Balamor, the Kovet is correct. So right away, the Ramban, in the Chamas Hashem, I wasn't going to discuss this, but this Ramban is a very famous Ramban in the left-hand column. Okay, I wanted to trouble you to... your eyesight... I should ruin it.
As a show. Indicates he must have locked door. That's an ambiguous statement because he must have locked door could mean kavana as well.
Okay, and I'm not saying it's not built into the language.
It could must mean kavana.
But the
there must be kavana. There's not
the
word "asid lachzor" must mean kavana.
That's what Rabbi was saying. But the Ramban, in order to defend, comes to the defense of the Rif as he always does, and he brings other halachic parallels that could perhaps understand the position of the Rif. Namely, he talks about, he goes through the Mishnayis in the fourth paragraph of Sochim. They talk about different minhogim of people, shenosim, minhokim, minhokim, and you go, minhogim, that's another very, very famous. The Gemara there discusses the question of Yisim Loch and Erev Pesach, first Mishnah, Mokim Shenogu, discusses the question of holding one day of Yom Tov and 2 days of Yom Tov, the din of, you have to ask here the people, the Bachomi people, they know the selling of the Hema Daka to Goyim. All these different sugars that the Gemara talks about that. And the klal is that someone is found in a city for a certain period of time, you have to adopt the minhagim of that city. That's what the whole paragraph talks about. The whole paragraph among the shenogim. That's what Ramban here refers to, those mishnayos. But only, of course, if you don't plan on going back to your original spot. You left that particular, your original address, and now you decided to go ahead and move elsewhere. So the Ramban quotes those gemaras, and depends on what your kavan is. If my kavan is to go home, then I don't have an obligation to follow the particular minhagim amokim where I happen to be found right now. So the Ramban indicates that the same thing applies. That's what he writes here. I could show you this piece of Muhammad Hashem. It's slightly small, where it says, Omar Kosei, the first 2, 3, 4 lines. You can manage that. Shimmy, you think you'll be able to manage. Omar Kosei, Efshar Shalom Nidbaru Alom. Maybe the Balamora somehow was lacking some understanding. He Avodron Bechominim. This is correct. The Rif. Bechematino, Bechom Bogom Shein Nesilam, Chumi Amogom Shehusham, Elok Shein Daito Lachso. That's what we implied, the Chumi Amogom, where you're going to. If your intention is not to return. The Ramban connects these two sugyas. He connects the sugya in the fourth paragraph of Sofim with this sugya as well. Now, you might have argued that example, just look on page 11, look at the previous page for 1 second. The previous page of the Gemara here quotes the din, this Mishnah, the din that pros ben yom kari pros and mukav ben yom kari mukav. And the Gemara calls a pasuk, and that's really the problem over here right away. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Mino Aminova. How do I know this din that the Mishnah mentioned? It's in the middle, it's, it's right, 4 lines into the Gemara. Amar Rava, Mino Aminova, Dixiv, Akin, Ayudim, Aprozim, Hayoshim, Bera, Aprozim. Michti, Dixiv, Ayudim, Aprozim, Lola, Mino, Michtav, Hayoshim, Bera, Aprozim. The Gemara says, that's a good question. That wording seems to be completely superfluous. You should say, okay, now you're not prazim. It's clear what that refers to. People in the open cities. What does that say? How yoshvim yare prazot? How kamashalon de pros venyomo nikra pros? So the drasha tells us that someone who's pros for a short period of time, which means a muka, a yushalmi, who's in an ear pros, who's in Beit Shemesh, he considers to be a pros, the gabi's mankriya samagila. But if the Ramban is right, namely that this halach is based on the Gemara's Zemakam Shenagu, depending on where I visit, who needs a pasuk? Why is the Gemara citing a pasuk? According to Ramban, there's no need for a pasuk. Lechura, this would be a raya against the Ramban, against the Rif. Even though the Ramban, he seems to assume that the two, they're coterminous, the two sugars are parallel. Lechura, yesh makom, lechaleik, between the two sugars. I mean, because the Gemara, if you remember the Gemara himself, and you have to speak to all the Dafyomi people over here, that the Gemara there discusses, for example, the issue of doing malacha erev Pesach. It's also to do malacha after chatzos. But now the question is before chatzos. Malacha shenagul, v'asa malacha, erev Pesach, kodem chatzos. That's the question. There's Rashi in Pesach over there. The Pesach is the famous Yerushalmi that every day should be also the malacha. A carbon tamid is what every single day. Tamid shashachat, then you bring a carbon. Carbon eitzim is a din yomtiv for the families that brought the carbon eitzim, the Yomar Tainis and elsewhere, and Erevin. So again, I'm saying that are the two issues, are they comparable? Well, they're not comparable. But again, the Ramban assumes that he extrapolates from those Gemaras in the Mishnah and feels that they're applicable over here in order to defend the Rif, his position regarding Kavanah of the present. Okay, I mean, this is a... the fact that the Gemara quotes the need for a pasuk, that would seem to already indicate that we're not talking about one mitzvah that somehow you're able to mekayim in two different ways. We're talking about two separate mitzvahs, or two ma'adei kriya, two different times to read, and that way you need a pasuk. And that's a different halacha than the din of that the Mishnayos and Pesachim are talking about. Just to give you one example, another chiddush that also is quite relevant. Look on page number 8, at the bottom of the page, since I'm discussing this already, on the bottom of page number 8, which is the Yerushalmi, there's a, in the last, last four lines in the bottom segment of these three segments here, it mentions, I'm Mefarshe Yami V'Holchim Mibara. What's the din? Which means that, let's say, a person is on the high seas, or he's in the Sahara Desert. So it says, Kogin Kidaka, the Arbasa, the Dada. Omer Amona, Ba'asir Vassal and Koma, Mizukoda Chachamim, you're not considered to be the fact that you're in the high seas, or the fact that you're out in the desert doesn't make you as if you now establish a new address. So you continue to read the way your minhag is, whatever, wherever you come from, namely your first city. Ramana doesn't understand it that way. He understands that when do you go ahead and read based on your original location, only if your intention is to return to that city. But if your intention is to be open, then it says, I'm going to read Megillah. The one who says this really, came out explicitly, is a Ritva on page 17. I found in the Ritva, 17. Yes, the Ritva on page 17. So he writes over here, he quotes this Yerushalmi on your left hand column. Omer Amona, see the third line? If you have a lot of time on your hand and don't have to work for the next few years, you just sit and learn Ritvas. I'm just joking.
But only half.
Only half, yes. Omer Amona, see that? He quotes, Ba'osi Lachsel and Komo, Avalam Daito Lerach and Krach, and a Kari Klau, Shari Krach, Neka Minayir, Lechlau Ben Krach Loba. Bezeka also shama b'Yerushalmi makamachi as Ben Krach shaka leli yudalit nifta mikanamikan tilei ployin. What does he say? He's not called a Ben Ear. He's not called a Ben a Mukaf because he wasn't yet zochet to the status of a Mukaf. So maybe he has no chiyuv kriyas hamegil at all. Mishum tzad. The Ritva says, wow. So this, by the way, this shows you clearly the two separate mitzvahs. Completely. Yudalit as vav. Never the twain shall meet. They're not, shall we say, in any way connected.
That's Rav Lana's opinion, but
Yerushalmi. Yeah, I understand.
I wrote down the default is
Yudalit
in any
way. That's the default position. Yudalit is the Ikar Yom HaKriya. After that's when the Megillah should be read.
Rav Lana's arguing on that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a question. This is already a discussion that seems to be an issue that Rishonim raised. I mean, the truth is, the Gemara already raised it in Daf Beis very clearly, but the issue is, is this one mitzvah that there are two different ways of being kind of mitzvah, or somehow these are two totally separate mitzvahs that one has nothing to do with the other? And there's another question. The Gemara that based on the base is on page 2. So the Gemara discusses this is a famous issue. Also, Krach Mechala Samachlo. Wow. We know what this is all about. I met him the other day. Ari Enkin. So he's a Shem Shem Blessed. Anyway, so he wrote a piece that Beit Shemesh is a walled city.
What? He said
that. He wrote it many years ago. And again, I met him at at the Rosenstein synagogue the other night. So, and he argues that there's archaeological evidence. I mean, there are many cities here. It's not Tveri, the Gemara speaks about. And what other city is? Someone told me that in Bnei Brak they read the Chaim Kanievsky reads the Megillah without a bracha on the second night on the El Tetzvah. So why? Because it's Samuch to what? To Yafo. Samuch Nira. That's the Gemara. Here, look at the Gemara. Yeah, the page number 2. Krach v'la samachol chalanirim so why didn't he read it in the day too? I don't understand that. But the only reason at night time I heard that, I'm not sure I'm really.
Only at night can you see the lights. The day
is all very dark. Rav Kuczynski has in his stage at Kuntz HaNeshev, he told this to me, Avanu v'chasim, that's all. So I asked him, where did they come up with this 20-minute business? And I said, that seems to be as far as Davi Meirat. So he showed me a sefer which I had never seen, Kuntz HaNeshev, Avanu v'chasim, written by Kuczynski. I actually went to look for the sefer, it's out of print for years and years and years. And he writes there that if you are in an area which is not polluted, you can daven 6 or 7 minutes after Shkia and Eretz Yisrael. You see three Kochavim Benon, and you can actually see three intermediate stars. You can, there's no halakha, 20 minutes, it's not Tevish Kedoshim, apparently that's what But we don't, we're, everything's polluted here. So we wait 20 minutes. Now we got the 20 minutes, and said, oh, no, it's another very complicated issue. Okay, but here you see a din that krach chala samachlo.
If you take the earliest, if you take 3/4 of a meal of the early sheet
I'm not
going to
start with you. Anyone in the Soloveitchik family, he...
No, but the other way. The other
one
way.
Second. Our Soloveitchik waited minimally 72 minutes, probably 90. I heard from Avraham Soloveitchik, he waited 110 minutes, 120 minutes, all kinds of chishuvim that they had. These riskers, these Soloveitchiks. Okay, but I'm just thinking about simple people like myself. So we, again, we're down in 20 minutes after Shkia. Again, given the nature of the latitude and longitude where we are here, we're not in Glasgow or, I don't know, all the way up north.
No, not earlier.
Okay, not, again, but again, I'm going back to this halacha. I mean, you see this din, correct, that the distinction between new dalat as well also refers to krach chala samach lo, which means far hasamach l'ir mukhefet. Correct? So also reason says well. So now what's the din if a person travels from Yerushalayim to a Kfar Hasamuch to Beit Shemesh? I don't know what exactly, do we assume that now that gives him the status of a Kroz Ben Yomo, in fact he's a Kfar Hasamuch, and he'll be Mechuz, we have Yom Yudalit? Well, what will be the status of that person? Okay, there'll be another Nachmina here regarding this Yudalit as well business. I don't know, I'm not sure what the din is. I know they told me in the Vaseret, Shul Adelson told me they read 2 days. But that's already nearer, for sure.
Yeah,
that's to Shalayim, that I do understand. So they hold, you have people who hold 2 days. Because, of, but I asked them, do they read with a bracha on both days? Yudalit says, well, no. He said some people hold the Yudalit, others hold Tetzvav there, but each one reads.
And it's very, and they read with a bracha both days?
There's a history there, one of the early Rabbanim
in
the
Vassarans.
Correct, only in the Dalit. Okay, fine. Okay, so let's get on to...
what's the Makor in the Makor? What's the Makor for the whole thing?
Shema b'ni Musa Avicha v'yatit asher
atzinecha. We can't say that this is the Makor, according
to Rabban. That would answer the question.
Right, that would answer the puzzle.
Maybe
the answer the puzzle.
For
I hear what you're saying.
Good, good.
I hear. Okay. Again, as we just pointed out, on there's a look at number 11, page 11. Look at the text here. On that Mishnah, but the Gemara says, "Kroz ben Yomo, Kori Kroz, Mukav ben Yomo." It's called Mukav. So come says this. I underlined it. You see the third sentence here on this page? Ben kfar shalach le'ir, ben kach ben kach torim bahem. So he becomes, obviously, a ben ir. Pirush Rashi, yavvi shekara kfar liyom haknisa. Now they're talking about the issue of kfarim, hamakdim and liyom haknisa. Chazal made the takona, they should be earlier. The sapik maim and mozum achen should be kvachim. So now the question is that this ben kfar, already have liyom haknisa, and now it says this, the kasha lama yachza v'yikra shnei pamim. Rashi, you have to read twice. I didn't read the Rashi. I should have read the Rashi first. Look at Rashi Ben Kfar. You see in the right-hand column. Rashi says Shehikdim the Koral Yom Haknisa V'Achakach Holak Le'ir V'Yosham Le'Li Yudalit. What is his status? That Ben Kfar, who already read Yom Haknisa, what does he do when Yudalit comes? And he says Akashi, why should he read twice? And then he says in the Kolmukom Nira the Shabbat Pirush Rashi Came Shoya Be'Yer Balayla Nasa Kineyoyu. He's going back home after tonight, back to the Kfar, and he already read Yom HaKnisa. He says, why? We say they're potter, they're not going to be there tonight, Yudalit, and they simply come on Yudalit. They have a din of a ben ear, even though they're going back the next day. But they have a din of ben ear, maybe we'll have to read once again. Now, on page 16, the Ritva also weighs in on this. On top of the page, a line, a right-hand column, line number 6. Uben Krach.
So which page is that?
16. Uben Krach, Shehalach Shom, V'nisakim Shom, Abogu Yudalid, Shekari Yimahem, In Chazal and Kamal El Tesvav Chazal and Kari Moyen. Shabbat Vishen is Chayyim Kvar in Bnei Ha'ir Shalach Sham Hayri Chazal is Chayyim Bnei Ha'krat. Means you can have two Chiyum, as I mentioned earlier. Person could be your Dabal, it could be Tesvav. What?
Yeah,
Correct, the seventh Yom. Mm-hmm. And then he calls the Yerushalmi, Udolim is on the Yerushalmi, the Ben Yir, you see what I'm reading? Ben Yir Shaka di Rasa the Krach, Lel Tesvav, Nishayim Kam Vekam. The Kolshki in Zer, Sheika di Rasa, Hayab di Krach. Ulo Ayo be Yir. Elo? Ger. Uprozi Ben Yomo, that Ger or Gor? Ger. Ger, Uprozi Ben Yomo. He calls him a Ger. Wow. He means that he's not... a stranger, thank you. That type of get, right. Is there Boru, Shalok and Divya Tesis? Yes, Tzad Tzad is there. The Gemara Dilan, it brings it right. I agree. What's the analogy? No analogy, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm just really showing you the reason why. He says, Yes, Tzad Tzad is there, the Gemara Dilan.
Why is he saying both of the Divya Tesis and then saying you come up from here to Shabbat here, actually?
No, but that's what Tosa says at the end. But what is the position of Tosas really? I hear what Bob is saying.
It's a different question.
No, it's the same thing. There's only one Tosas. The home of your wife. I only, this is one of the few masechtas I learned 30 times. Anyway, so I just, I learned the Gemara Tosas, I hope you don't mind. Anyway, I think he's referring to the beginning of it, I think. I hear what Bob is saying. Okay, but anyway, he writes further. The Yitzchak Sadler said, "The Gemara Dilam, how that mean in the summer? The next far shalach leir, bank of kari moyim." And he says, "The ahi vaday lo nisacha, el the bank far sheikim yom aknisa v'nifta." After all, he came to bother year hagach shemogim kiyuva menadin chazan kari moyim. The lamin kvar nisa yom aknisa. Okay, now he draws the analogy. Avu vishin sayev beir the pishay yapros ben yomo. So the Ritva holds that a Ben Ir, Ben Krach, Ben Tetzvav, Shehalach Le'ir, went to Yerushalmi, went to Bet Shemesh, and remained there till Boker Yudala, he reads with them. He goes back home, Le'el Tetzvav, once again, he's Mechuyiv to read, even though he's only Chayiv in Ben Ir, Shehalach L'Sham, he's Mechuyiv once again in Ben Krach. That's what Yerushalmi says. Ben Ir, Sheokar, Di Russell, Le'el Krach, Le'el Tetzvav, Mechuyiv Kan V'Kan. But what the Ritva says, and I assume, I'm bothered about your Kasha, Dr. Dani Franashita, but it says, Lokadim Vatexas, I assume it's referring to when Texas says here, Pirsh Rashi, the Abbi Shekara Kvar Ben Akvar Yamakis, and the Koma Lukhazan Shai Shaylo Lizaba here, the Kasha Loma Yasin Riko Shepamim, that's what he's going on. He has to go on that, otherwise I agree with you, it doesn't make any sense. He's saying, according to Texas, not Shai to say he should be Chayyab to read twice. The Adin Ken, who Adin Ben Krach Shalach Leir, and he's Nesaki there until the morning of Yudal that he reads with them, because of him, Komo, Leil Tetzvav, he's not going to once again be Chayiv to Ben Krach, Liko for Tetzvav, because you can't say he's Chayiv twice. Mm-hmm. That's what he's going on. He's going on that part of the text, I assume, as it's first. Now, just one second. On page 13, there should be a Bi'a Locha in the Mishnah Berurah that also connects with this issue. The Bi'a Locha, yeah, right over here, he talks actually. And the Vi'a Gro, they say here, the last two lines, the Shilti Gibarim, you see what I wrote here? I'm the Shilti Gibarim, did I underline it? With the Vi'a Gro, you see what I'm reading? Sheetika Dira Yisham and Dira Shebeni, Shaka Dira Sadel Tesvav, Ha'okha Likrav, Likrach, Nishchai Vikam Vikam. That's when Mishabura passes the Ha'okha that the Chai both places. The problem is that the Ritva also goes to Yishalmi and said, Tais doesn't say like that. You know what I just said? He said, Tais does not agree, does not say like that. It's not trying to say you should read twice. So the Bi'a Locha obviously is not in agreement with that.
So the
Machlokes is... But the whole Ritva is difficult there. Now that you raise the issue, I think the Ritva is Tamua, because Tesis, as you pointed out, says at the end, Nira Shapir Pirish Rashi. So you see how Tesis holds that even though you already read the Megillah, Chozim is Chayav. It's a Pella with the Ritva. Ritva's a Pella. Well, exactly your Kasha that you asked. Dani, that Bechura is a Tzmi on the Ritva. What? Okay, I understand. Okay. By the way, the Rambam on page 14, this is also troubling. The Rambam does not quote the halacha, the Gemara Daf Yutes, namely that Ben Kfar Shalach Leir Ben Kach or Ben Kach Kari Yimayim. Because if you look at the Gemara again, just look at the Gemara 1 second more just to see how the Gemara expressed it. On page 11, and then we'll go back to 14. The Gemara in the middle. You see what it says in the middle. About 10 lines down the Gemara. 1, 2, 3. Omer Rava, Ben Kfar Shalach Le'ir. You see that? The Gemara says, Ben Kfar Shalach Le'ir, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Kari Yimayim. Mike Taimah. Why does the Ben Kfar who goes to the city, he reads with them? Hi Kibnei Ir Bar the Mikvah. He should really read as one of the Bnei Ir. Rabbanu Dekiru Akorin. So Chazal will make him. Hani Miliki Yisa Beduchten. If he's where he lodges, where he lives. Abo Kiyisei Beir Kibnei Ir Bar the Mikvah. If he's in the city, then he becomes a city slicker. Is that the proper expression? So the Rambam, on page 14 now, the Rambam regarding this halacha, the Rambam Peragav halacha vav. Yeah, we'll read that. The Rambam brings Bnei Akforim She'enam Mikaptim Batek Nesiyod Al Vashem Lachamishi Tiknu Lehem Shu Magdim V'Korim V'Yom HaKnisa Kesa Imchal Yudal V'Yod V'Shem Lachamishi Korim V'Bayom Yimchal V'Yom Acher And he explains the case on Alach Hazayin, Chal Yudal Aliyah Be'echa B'Shabbos on Sunday, Magdim V'Korim V'Chamishi. He reads on Thursday, the previous Thursday, Yom Yudal. That's the Mishnah. Chal Yod B'Shlishi, Korim B'Sheni, Shoyom Yigimel. Chal Yod B'Revi, Korim B'Sheni, Shoyom Yibet. The Kol Eilu, Shemagdim, and the Korim, Korim Yudal, and Korim, the Pogam Yasara. That's on the next column. The Rambam continues. The question: why the Rambam not include the name of Rava that I just read to you on page 11? Namely, he doesn't quote that halacha at all. That Ben Kfar Shalach Leir, Alpal Bi Shekvar Koras Amigila Biyom Aknisa Kol Zim Tchai Bemitzvah Megila Biyom Dalit. Why doesn't he quote that halacha? But the Mishnah says, Tasha, I saw they asked this question. The question is whether the Rambam is based now on something else, and now there's going to be a little technical. So I hope you don't mind. On page number one. There's a famous discussion that the Gemara has, and the Gemara is looking for Makoros for this Mishnah. That the Gemara is the Adalah, the Adalah, the Yom, the Adalah, Tezvav, Lo Pachad Lo Yoter. That Moshe is very famous. That's how the Yerushalmi, Lo Pachad Lo Yoter, the whole Achadish and Netach Lam Yom and the Simcha. You read the entire month. But the Gemara is now looking for sources. The Gemara quotes a Machloket between Rav Shimon Bar Abba Rav Yechanan and Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchok. There are different opinions expressed here. The first one, Rav Shimon Bar Abba says, Likayen, you see what I mean? I'm Rav Shimon Bar Abba. It's in the Gemara, approximately 9 lines into the Gemara. Right there, where it says Esther Tet on the side, the Torah Orat, there. I'm Rav Shimon Bar Abba, I'm Rav Echon, I'm Akkol, Likay Mishmei Apurim, Eilu Bizmanehem. Zmanim Harbei, Tiknu Lehem. And the Gemara asks on that, another famous question, the Gemara says, Eima Zmanim Tuva. The Gemara says, Zmanehem, Duri Dizmanem, Ma Zmanem Tvei, Af Zmanehem Tvei. These Gemara has always bothered me from beginning to end. All these diyukim are, each one's more difficult than the other. But okay, I'm just accepting what it says here. And I had a Rebbe who was very into Tikkun. One of the Rabbeim I had. And so these are the Gemara that he was always omen on. But to try to figure out what, how Chazal the Rabbi. Okay, that's not my interest right now. Vashmo v'anachmon yomah, he brings a different marker. He says in the Pasuk, Ka yomim asher nogu b'hem hayudim. Yomim ka yomim. The Rabbi did alf yibet. Now the Gemara goes back and forth, why each one does not hold like the other one. Rav Shimon bar Nach, Rav Shimon bar Ashur bar Achmoni, why doesn't he hold like the other one? So the Gemara says here, my time will be mizbaneim, zman, zmanim, zmaneim, lo mashulei. I could have told him that right away. But that's what he says. And what about the other one the Gemara says? That my time will be bayomim, amalacha, ahu, the doros, who dixim. So, again, when the Gemara says over here, this whole kasha, my time alama mi bizmaneim, and the other one said that doesn't say mi bayomim. What nafkamina is there? Whether you have this limud or the other limud, is only what the Gemara always calls mashma dorshi mikabenayo. The question is how you go about dashing sukkim. But it could be there's no machlokes at all. Each one is dashing with different pasuk, and the Megillah is read, Yudalef Yudbet, that's what seems to be what the Gemara seems to be saying. L'chora. So it comes out that this halacha, and this is really the issue I think that's at stake over here, when we said the Bnei Akorim read the Megillah of Yom HaKnisa, and the Mishnah gives all these examples, one dash is from the Pasuk of Kayim Shmei Apurim, Eilu Bizmanehem, Zman Harbi Tikvaleh, which means that he holds, just like the Zman for Bnei Yorod is Yudalit, and the Zman for Bnei Akorim is Tesvav, so too the Zman for Bnei Akorim is Yudalit, Yudalit, Yudalit. That's the Zman that Chazal was mesakin for Bnei Akorim. And that's why it comes out that that's Kriya Bizmana. Even though it says Makdimim, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Makdimim Yom HaKnisa, but it means from the revelations from that Limud that he brings, the Pashas, it seems to me, that L'kayim et mea pu'el bizman ehem. Zmanim habe tikolem. There are three different zmanim. There's yudalim et b'nei ir. There's tesvav b'nei akrochim. And now this people of the Yom HaKnisa, they have yudalim, yudbet, all the days that Chazal somehow felt were appropriate for them. So it comes out, that's the kriyah b'zmanim. I, the Gemara says in Megillah, and Atei, and this is found on page number 3. The Gemara says over there, also a famous sugya. That's it. What's that? I'm going to come back to that in a few seconds. I hope I'll get to it in time. I'm trying to finish by next 15 minutes or so. I stressed also, in case I wasn't about places. Anyway, so on top of the concert you have to go to, maybe it's over already. I hope this is a concert. That's why this is my concert. But different types of music that people have. I'm not into the other music. I'm to the Sugi Gidin Dabzai. I want to discuss
Kuri Roni Balem.
What? No, Kuri Avadi, and you know Shalai, that's Pashuk. The Lamim Perk, Yom HaKasam HaTera. And the Mashmos of the Lamim Shita is that music in general across the board is probably not permissible. Okay, I hold on to that Shita. Anyway, so on page number 3, the Gemara says, Amara, Megillah Bizmana, Perin Asaf Yilu Biyokin. Now we know this Gemara. Shalom Bizmana Basar. Because if I read a Bizman, you can read a Biyokin. I mean, people have to show them, who have this, who are quarantined, so they have to read the Megillah B'Yochim. Have a cloth, you read the B'Yochim. Shalom is mana basara. So Rashi says over here, Shalom is mana. What Shalom is mana? The Gongfarim Hamakdim and Yom HaKnisa. Rashi calls it Shalom is mana.
Wow.
So they, Rashi says, Ein Kona Sa'el Basara. Why do you need Pirsa Banes? It's before, it's called Kriya, Shalom is mana. Against what I just said. Against the what seems to be the Pashut Shari Gemara, Zmanim Har B'Tikolem. Now the Ran writes against Rashi. Look at the Ran on page 5. Yes. The Ran on page 5 over here. So the Ran here writes against Rashi. Look at this Ran. Omar Rab Megillah B'Zmana Karnasa B'Yachid. Zmano, Hainu Abesa Vayarov, Lachamesa Lukopim. The Shalom is Mano, says the Ran. Yeshe Pirshuk Shemagdim Yom Akisa. Shalom Nehira. The Vimei Rav Ravasi, Kvad Botlo, Haftamat Akisa. He said that the entire Takano was already read. It's our goal, exactly. Unbelievable, right? Ela Shalom is Mano, he goes on to describe what's called Shalom is Mano, Hainu Shechel Yudala Vayarov, the Shabbos. Well, so basically, what could one say? That according to this first opinion on page number 1 again, which is the name was Rav Shimon Bar Abba, that he dashes the pasuk Yikayim Zmei Apurim Bizmanayim Zmanim Habi Tikolem, means Gam Kriyat HaMegillah V'Yom HaKnisa V'Nei Akvarim Es Kriyat Bizmana, because Zmanim Habi Tikolem, that's the Zmana V'Nei Akvarim. It's certainly something which is tenable. I don't think it's an untenable kind of thesis. However, according to the other man, Yomar, Rashua Malachron, he dashes to the Pasuk, Ha'ed Mashenachah Ben Mayudin, Yom Kayom, the Rabbi Yudal, Yudbet, he holds the Ikachiv of Bnei Akvarim is Yudal. That's the Zman also Bnei Akvarim. The fact that Makdim, Yom HaKnisa, that's not the Zman Kriyam Yuchat Bnei Akvarim, that's a din of Makdim, that's a din of Tashumin. A different din that Chazal Mesakim is Malachir, just like, I'll give an example, a Marshal, on page 3, that's what I did. That's what's most difficult, as usual. But if you look at page 3, where the Gemara says, I think I don't know why. You know, if you don't bring the carbon, by the way, you have 7 days. You have a time for tashum. And I think that's the tachin of the business. You don't say tachin all the way till till after Shavuos. Another seven days. I remember I was in Boston many times for many years, and they used to bring chassanim into the shul to my Maimonides in order to patter the tzibur from tachanun. So I thought, eventually you just to throw them out. How are you stopping? Okay, I go out of here. If you daven, you're a member of the shul, my Maimonides, okay, I understand that. But they can bring him chassanim in just to patter people from saying tachanun. He thought that was absolutely unconscionable. Okay, but here you have 7 days after that they have a din. So that he has Machlinu about the Shabbat, means it's the din of Tashlumin. Tashlumin called Shiva. So too, here also, the Ikachim is at Yudalim, Bnei Akvarim, Amakdi, and Mikra Tashlumin, Yom HaKnisa, that's what the Gemara Dash is, Yom, Kayom, in the Rabbi Yudal Yudbe, Nizat Tashum, the Kriyat HaMegillah Bizmanon, which is, of course, a Tashum from Bnei Yorod and Yudalit, and Bnei Kofim and Tetzvot.
That's a very difficult concept to have Tashumim before the field.
Maskin, that's one of the difficulties. You don't find such a concept of Tashumim. Maybe I'm using the wrong word, okay? I'll find another word if you wish. I'll utilize another language to describe this this phenomenon. I'll tell you, because going back, I'll get to the Rambam in 1 second, but just going back, that's what I'm most bothered by as usual. But on page 11, also, you'll see there, on that Gemara, on Daf Yutes, when the Gemara says here, Ben Kfar Shalach Leir, Ben Kfar Ben Kfar Kori Mahem, well, I just read, because really he should read Kibnei Leir, Rabbanu De Kilo, Hanamil Tisa Beduchte, you see that? Abu Kisa Leir, Kibnei Leir, Bar Lemikri. So actually says over there, that Ben Kfar Shehikdim Bekar Leir Makhisa, he was marked him, right? He read based on Takana Chazal. Yachaka Cholach Leir, and it was there on Lev Yudalin. Afil Asu Vasa, Velasu Mishon, Kolam Ayom, Kolam Ayom, Balaylam. And then he says, Takasha, Ay, how could you read twice? So it could be that Rava here holds like this opinion on page number one. Namely, he holds like the position of Rav Shimon Ba'aba. That he dashes in the Pasuk Kayom Hashem Nochu, Yom Kayom, the Rabbis Yudal, Yudbet, which means that Rabbi Akforim, the Zman Kriyas HaMegillah is on Yudalit. The fact that they marked him, as I told you, they did a Tashlumin, but the Ikar Kriyas is on Yudalit. That's why Rava says over here, again, on page 11, Ben Kfar Shalach Le'ir Kori Yimoyen, my time, Ho Kibnei Le'ir Bari Le'mikri. V'Rabbanu De Kiro Al HaKforim. Hani Mil Ki Isa Beduchte, Ki Isa Be'ir Kibnei Le'ir Bari Le'mikri. It means the Ikar Kriyas is Kibnei Le'ir Yudalit. But the Chachom will make it Al HaKforim, Shemakdim Yom HaKniso, because, let's not use the word Tashlumin, because Yaakov doesn't like it, but whatever halacha is applicable over here. So here also, when Kisa Beduchte, then the Yotze, the Chiyav of Kriya, which is this dinner of Tashum, as I'm calling it. But Kisa Be'ir, Kibne'ir, Bar the Mikri, there's still, once again, Chayav, the Ika, Chiyav, Kriya, Son Yudal. It's not trying to say, Lama Yachsa, the Ika, Shnei Pomin. The Kriya Bishonah was only a Kriya Tashum. Now it's a Kriya Bizmana. Trey Dinah. That's Pashas the Gemara. That's what the Gemara seems to say. The Dura Gemara Shah Gemara. Now, look at the Rambam on page 14. Yeah, that's, this is for David, and for all of us who, this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Perek Aleph from Megillah, Aleph HaDalim, we both Dalim, it's actually Dalim Hay as well. Do you mind if I read all three? Ezel Zman Kriyasa, Zmanim Harbe Tikla Chacham Shememar, Bizmaneim. Ve'elu Hay Zmani Kriyasa, Kol Medina, Shaita Mekad Chomba, Ve'y Yeshua Benun, Dein Ba'aretz, Ve'y Chutz Ba'aretz, Avi Shem Lo'achshav Chomba, Karim B'tesva Ba'adra. Ve'medina Zo, Hi Anikra Yitzkak. Kol Medina Shalaisa Mekevus Kol Masi Shua Mishu Mekevus Akka Kol Yudalim Medina Zohar Nikres Yeh Halacha Hei Shushan Abiro Abba Mishalaisa Mekevus Akka Kol Yudalim Medina Zohar Nikres Yeh No, I didn't be there right, sorry. Shushan Abiro Abba Mishalaisa Mekevus Kol Masi Shua Benun Kol Mitesvav Sheba Yeh Nehes Venema Veno Abba Chamin Shasta Volama Tolo Adab Yeshua Kedei Lachu Kol Yudalim Zohar Yudalim Shal Mi Oso Sheshtech Areva Ba Oso Zman Kedei Shu Koron Kedei Shushan. This answers the question I was asked earlier about Shushan. The din and commentary to say, okay, this needs attention also. What exactly is this din? But Rambam says, Eretzel was Chorev, Kidei Shu Korin, Kibnei Shushan, V'yachshu Kilo En Krochan HaMakav V'choma, Av V'sheinat HaCharevim, Hol V'yu Makav Me Yeshua, V'yazikor Eretzel Sob, and that's there. Wow, what a blusher. Okay, but it's Yushalmi, it's not Rambam's fault, we're just studying Yushalmi. Halach Havach, V'nei HaKvarim, V'shein HaMikapsim, Batei Nesiyot, El V'shein HaKandishim, Tikto reading on page 14, Halacha Vav. So Bnei Akvarmi says that the Masakim Magdil Mekom Yom HaKnisa Ketzad. Inchal Yom Yudal Yod B'Shem HaKhamishi Kom Bo Bayom. Inchal Yom Ha'achay Chut B'Shem HaKhamishi Magdil Mekom Yom HaKhamishi Asom Chut Yudal. And then he gives examples. So the question is, according to the Rambam, has he Paskin? Seems to Paskin. Zmanim Harbe Tikto Lem. That Yom HaKnisa the Bnei Akvarim, that's the Zman of Kriyas HaMegillah, the Bnei Akvarim. So Ben Kfar, she was Makdim, Korah B'Yom HaKnisa, he's no longer Chayim in Kriyas HaMegillah, when he goes to the ear and he's there below you, because that was his Zman Kriyam, he already fulfilled it. That seems to be, okay, I know you don't like it, but I'm just, it's not Meduyak 100% Be'achud. Exactly, not like the but I'm saying that Mechora, he doesn't indicate,
from the end of Halacha Zion,
there's a, another obligation. I mean, again, like the Tosfos says, Lama Yachsav Yikro Pamayim, the same kasha that Rambam also asked, because the first Kriya is already Yotze. And that's why Tosfos here, once again, going back to that Tosfos there, what page was it on already? Number 11. That Tosfos once again over there, says, near a shop in Pirush Rashi, came to you by Belal, Belal, and asked him there you. The Abbe Shikar be a Machnisa, put in the Gila, after she show, she'll lay you down. She'll show, lay you down, about the deal, come there you. I mean, he probably doesn't really answer the question what he asked on Rashi. Lama Yaksa, the Ikra Pamai. How do you answer that question?
But Amchet, look at the Rambam Amchet, please. Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
Hold on one second, let me get to it. What page are we on again?
14.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong. Karsha Magim and Korobi Makins, with Man Shengit Matan Bishengit, and Korimot, that'll be a Dalit.
Yeah.
They must have said, Tiknulem Yamim Harbe, it doesn't matter if they go in or go out, because in general, they were Metaken Yamim Harbe, because in general, they go in. So if there's one car that doesn't go in, they still have with legitimacy to read it on.
Yeah.
The biggest catch all says from the last line in Zion, he says the holy Elisha Makim returned causing Gedalit in Karnas.
Exactly, not the Zion, right?
It's not
100% clear. You hear the difficulty?
Yeah. Is my name Harvey for Gedalit and Tedbo? Then he added on halacha.
Of Makisa.
Yeah, after, just because we were spoke about 2 days. Then he added the third one. That's my list on this one.
That's not because of the special unique day?
Yes, he said, the seven halacha. The seven day.
So why do we need three separate halachas? I mean, why not just take the same mix when you have three different options of it?
Okay,
I'll just raise one last issue. I'm just looking at the clock. I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, I want to be honest and fair. Rashi indicated exactly what Yom HaKnisa is. The Ran actually is borrowed by another kasha, but I'm not going to go through that kasha. I'm interested in another issue, which I don't think we have time really to discuss, but the Ran in the beginning of Megillah on page number four for a second again. The Ran discusses the issue of what was mentioned earlier. Namely, what's the din here? And this is the first paragraph of the Ran, the last seven lines. The last part of the Ran, where the Ran has a suffix by Kfar Mamakisi Lakisa, what about Balaila? Do they read at nighttime at all? It could be that the Ika Megillah is Dafka Bayom, and just like the Omekel on Bnei Akoram Lahakim, the Omekel only to have to read the Megillah Bayom, or maybe not. Maybe it's a halacha, they have to read the Megillah at nighttime as well, and the next day they have to read it Basara, somehow Bayara. This is Lashon Aman, he says here, Umegillah Delelya, I'm reading 7-8 lines before it says Ketzah, above the Ketzah, the first time.
How can they read at night and not there?
Oh, good Kasha.
By whom?
That's right.
Right.
Maybe that's the Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is the ear, only at night, and they didn't speak till the morning, they need to read at night. So if you never read at night, that would be okay.
I mean, that's what Rashi means to say. So on the last page of this handout, number 19, I found the ritva on the Gila. This is going on the Gemara, also famous Gemara. Chai Vav Mitzvah from the Gila Balayla, Shnos Balayla. You know, right, the Achreinim, the Turi Evan, your man there. So he's only makes Kiluki, Vassalei, just to quote this all the time. The Ikathi of the Chris on the Gila is Dr. Bayom. Balayla is already some additional obligation. And the Rav said some of the shurim on this topic of the distinction between the Echut HaKriya Bayom and Echut HaKriya Balayla. And the Gemara actually has two psukim. The Rav said a lot of the even philosophic Tveidinim and Purim, that the two aspects of Purim, the Gemara and Dachdal is called two psukim. Mayin Zanech HaChavur Lo'idem Hashem HaKadol Modeka and Pasuk Perin Tilim Chavdeis, which the Gemara says later on, that Esther said in the way to the throne, Rachashverosh. Namely, Manasseh, Aliyah, Tashach, Akeli, Kei, Lama, Zatoni, what was the pasuk that Elokai Eko Yom Losane Velaila Lodumi Abri. So what do you see? They did them in Purim. And on the other hand, the mind of America, it's a day of Zemer, a day of gaiety, a day of joy, a day of activity, and it's also a day where there's a place called the Dabdala there, many positions, about the question of saying Tachan and Purim. You know, even the Kabbalists among us, there are probably a few here, but Yom Kippurim, Etzel, Aviyah Kodesh, Rosh Hashem Tov, all these things, but the Rav said a whole shiur of the duality of Purim, Tzedin and the Purim, it has the two aspects to it. And he brought many interesting riots, it's published already in a famous piece that was there actually, in my file here, I have the notes that I saw Lechik on that shiur of the 70s, he said, but it's published already, they have the same reflections of the Rav, I think he published it there, if I'm not mistaken, the first volume, the blue cover, as opposed to the other ones have the gray cover. Okay, but anyway, here comes the Ritva, and he says...
what's the second aspect? The first aspect is joy and...
The first aspect is, it says, Elokai Ekoyom, she was frightened out of her wits. Esther, on the way to the throne, Ahasuerus. Keli Kei, Lama Zatoni. The Gemara said the first time he did not extend the scepter to her. And then, to all kinds of malochim business. And then, afterwards, the scepter was extended. Everything's in Hashamayim.
Oh, yeah.
So here
oh,
he says here, the Ritva, you read the Megillah at night time. Could be the Megillah, we're talking about Koran, HaMakil, Yom HaKnisa, they read night time as well. Said the Yom is Ikar, so he writes in the, over here, Mistabeli, let's see, I'm reading, Mistabeli, see, I underline it, no? Mistabeli, the Be'er Baila, Lekas Peza, Be'er, Ba'afil HaShalom is Mana, Da'arei, Koran HaMakil, Yom HaKnisa, someone is hacking me. How come he writes something in Russian table? I cannot answer those questions. Anyway, that I form a team with Yom Haknisa, Bilayla, Bimkoma, or Yukarnasa. So, hello, Niftarim, there are two gesos here. Lo Niftarim, Lo Maktirim, the Kriyazo, probably Lo Niftarim sounds better. Lo Niftarim, the Kriyazo, the Chovahi, Ubimkoma, Lahayla, and you, they didn't have a meaning. Yapalayla, Lo Machanti Lahai, couldn't gather. All the people, the Kar Beinai Loma, the Kar Mayarot Hamakdim Liyam Haknisa Kriyat Hayom Hu Shem Makdim. He did not talk to the Tzibur. You ask about Lila Bimkola, Tima Sheyadua, Tima Sheyodeh, Aholach Etzach Havero. He said, "You, it's a private kind of affair." Vafilu Tegu the Baya Sar the Mitzvah to the Kamon Shabbat Matzah the Nidah Vachulte Lo Kriyi Baha Sharein Suda Lo Bayom. The Leko Yud Nami the Gilu Bismani Lo Maakid the Minim the Kamon the Shishon the Mitzvah. Form and Makim Yom Haknisa, then Mechuyim and Kriyat Sadi Yom Balayla. Except there's no payla on having a minion. You have to be makbid and having a minion, even Shlomo's mana. And it's also Mechadish here that this din of Form Makim Yom Haknisa is only Bekriya Diyoma. Bekriya Balayla, Karnasa Kol Echad Bin Koma. The Gatil, of course, Samisa Basara. Supposed to have a minion. But if you don't have a minion, Megillah is mana, it's not Makim Basara. So it comes out that you can have a Kriya Diyoma before the Kriya Salayla. Means the kriyas of Yom is marked in the Yom HaKnisa. Kriya the Laila is Bizmana Balel Yudalit. I'm asking, is that what he means? That's a pashtus of the Laila. What a chiddush
trouble. They go into Yom HaKnisa.
So, okay, that's the question. It's not so clear to me. Okay, and not, that doesn't look like that at all when you say Rabbi Yaakov Shlita. But in the Rambam, back in the Rambam, they had page 14. So when you read that Rambam again, so I thought that the Rambam, when he says, Vene HaKorim, sorry?
Yeah, it's very clear that's
I mean, I've been reading it for quite a while. Probably before you, but anyone just, okay, but yeah. It's a lot of okay, but he, in the Rambam here, where he writes again, the Bnei Akforim, Sheinim Iskatsin, Batei Knesil, the Mishem Chamishi, Tikkulem, Shivimak, Yom HaKnisa. So the question is, Yom HaKnisa, the way the Rambam interprets it, that's where they gather, correct? When do they gather? Monday and Thursday. So the Rambam says, "Stam bnei akvar makim v'kovim makisa mashma ben kriyat the lila ben kriyat the yom." Okay, I'm not saying muchlach.
But Ritva says bismana.
Correct, he said bismana. Okay, but the problem I have here is that bnei akvarim einam bitkaptin b'day l'shelta b'shelta chamishi rak b'yom l'kriyat haTorah. As b'alayla has Torah tamigilu b'yom makisa. Kol ha'kolavada. I don't see it. The Rambam himself says in Halacha Zayin here in Perek Aleph. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, you just read it. Kol el shemakdimim, the koron kodim yidal, ein koron zavar me'asar. V'zeh ne'amal b'nei akvar shemakdimim yomaknisa, she'en koron zavar me'asar. But, v'alayma kol adam koreh zeh levado. I don't understand what's happening here. You hear what bothers me? The b'nei akvarim, again, going back to the other Rambam, the Rambam says that They gather when?
There's
Monday
obviously a
Thursday.
Difference of opinion of what was the issue of these. Of
the they gather. The Takor was the Shemakim, the Koran, the Yamakinis.
According to Rashi, they didn't have anyone to read for them. According to the Ritva, they didn't have a minion. But they couldn't.
No, but the Rambam said, Mashma, according to the Rambam, Lichora, Ben created the Lila, Ben created the Yom.
The Rambam doesn't say it.
No, it's going on Halacha Gimel. What does he say on Halacha Gimel? He said the mitzvah is the cross of Balayla Bayom. One mitzvah. The Rambam holds that one mitzvah. To read Balayla, read Bayom. Doesn't have like this to every business. The Vesavim, the Kabbalah. No. So the question, Bnei Kfarim don't gather.
Awesome.
When do they gather?
In the
correct.
Morning.
Correct. The Kriyas HaTorah. So Balayla, how do they read the Megillah of Yom HaKnisa? Kolakol Levado.
They couldn't read by themselves.
They didn't.
Well, they don't. That's it. Why do you think
maybe they
didn't say anything about the Gimel?
You're right. The Rambam does not say that.
He's saying when you go into the town on Yud Aleph, you have to read the Megillah and the Minyan.
Correct. On Yud Aleph.
Yeah.
But Kriya Balayla, there's no obviously no Pesach, Basara, Shabbos Manah, doesn't make a difference.
It's not Mechuyah. We learned if it's not Mechuyah, you can't be Mechuyah.
Yeah, there is no such thing as Kriya Megillah, but Pesach
Miyosar. Doesn't matter, read.
And they don't gather at all. They don't gather at all. So there was no Minyan.
Let's take some Megillah and Abdallah. I don't know, I haven't seen Zerach that text here, but the text of Megillah, what he points out, that the Iker, Kriya Megillah is after Bayom, not Balayla. According to the Rambam, it's one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla. Yeah, there's a text that has come up, that Shechiyon, the Chachamim says to Rambam, we make Shechiyon again by day. You only said it at night, we're doing it by day. The answer is the Iker Kriya is after by day, not at night time. But the Das Rambam, it's one mitzvah. So just like Kriya Megillah Bayom, Ein Kono Sob is Mana, Shob is Mana, Parham Yasa, who I did, Kriya Balayla. Ein Kono Sob, Shob is Mana, Parham Yasa. Should be the same thing.
Oh, well, it is, but no one's reading at all.
Okay, so, but they had a problem. The Kfarim had a problem. And the Kfarim wasn't, they just didn't gather. So that means, and any sense, the Rambam says the end of Halakha Zayin, it was pointed out, that Magdimim must do it in a minyan.
Okay.
And there wasn't a minyan.
I'm stopping because I'm past my deadline.
Okay,
let's check out. Look them out.